show and join us as we pray together on Prayer Link.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
Resident Doctors Association of Zambia raises corruption concerns in civil service recruitment process. Clergy aged to avoid publicly endorsing political parties. And Cameroon separatists to pause fighting ahead of Pope visit. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has expressed serious concerns over alleged irregularities in the recruitment process, citing widespread reports of its members of manipulation within the Civil Service Commission's recruitment database. Association President Pochiwe said the association has received consistent, credible and widespread reports from its members that the recruitment database has been weaponized as an instrument of corruption. He said this speaks directly to selective and deliberate interference with the database that can only be explained by corruption, stating that database technical faults are frequently cited to cover last-minute alterations to recruitment lists. There is no rational, administrative or merit-based explanation for such an anomaly, said Dr. Chiwe in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Chiwe further criticized the lack of a publicly available shortlisting methodology, limited oversight of human resource committees and reliance on outdated recruitment databases. He has since called on government, the Civil Service Commission and the Ministry of Health to urgently establish an independent database audit mechanism comprising professional associations including RDAZ, the Anti-Corruption Commission and Civil Society to publicly release the full selection criteria and scoring rubrics used in shortlisting to refresh the recruitment database annually so that newly qualified and registered health professionals are not excluded from consideration. Dr. Chiwe also called on government to direct the Anti-Corruption Commission to actively investigate and prosecute officials involved in database manipulation and bribery. Meanwhile, Dr. Chiwe has acknowledged the recruitment as part of a sustained commitment by the UPND administration to address the long-standing human resource crisis in Zambia's health sector.
Beyond the database, RDAZ is further concerned about the absence of a publicly accessible shortlist methodology, the lack of independent oversight of district and provincial human resource management committees, the continued practice of recruiting from database compiled years prior. In light of the above, RDAZ calls upon the Government of the Republic of Zambia, the Civil Service Commission, and Ministry of Health to urgently establish an independent database audit mechanism comprising professional associations, including RDAZ.
The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council NGOCC has welcomed the enactment of the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, which classifies all sexual offences, including defilement, rape and incest, as non-bailable. NGOCC Executive Director Anne Anamela describes the law as a landmark reform and a significant step towards strengthening Zambia's response to sexual and gender-based violence, GBV. Ms. Anamela says the amendment sends a clear message that sexual offences are serious crimes and human rights violations that must attract firm legal consequences. By removing the option of bail, the law significantly reduces the risk of accused persons interfering with investigations, tampering with evidence, intimidating or influencing witnesses, and contributing to the withdrawal of cases, said Ms. Anamela in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Anamela further stated that the reform reflects sustained advocacy by civil society groups, including NGOCC, which have long called for tougher legal measures to address GBV. She has therefore viewed the enactment of the Act as a positive response to the voices of citizens and stakeholders committed to the protection of women and girls. For a long time, women and girls in Zambia have endured gruesome and dehumanizing acts of sexual violence, remaining the most vulnerable victims of these crimes, said Ms. Anamela. She said the organization remains hopeful that this reform will be complemented by the expanded establishment of nationwide fast-track GBV courts. Buttercry for Zambia founder O'Brien Mayambu has urged the clergy across the country to avoid publicly endorsing political candidates ahead of the August general elections. Apostle Mayambu says it is imperative that the church remains committed and steadfast by providing counsel and leadership to political leaders. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu said the church is free to receive politicians in their congregations but must not align itself with any political groupings. The clergy during this moment must be impartial and sensitive to the word of God on political issues, said Apostle Mayambu. He said the last institution that should become political is the church, adding that it must remain neutral and continue to be a place of wisdom for politicians.
As we journey towards the August 2026 general elections, as Battle Cry for Zambia, we want to urge the church to maintain its role of giving guidance to politicians to promote love, unity, and peace in the nation, even as we journey towards the August 2026 general elections.
Government has officially launched the updated Rural Electrification Master Plan for the period 2025 to 2030. Speaking during the launch, Minister of Energy, Makoza Chikote, says the plan is a critical instrument in advancing government's commitment to ensuring that all Zambians have access to affordable, clean, reliable, sustainable and modern energy by 2030. Mr. Chikote stressed that expanding access to electricity is not just about infrastructure, but unlocking economic potential, improving livelihoods and accelerating Zambia's transition to a middle-income economy as outlined in the Vision 2030. Government is clear on the role energy plays in national development, as spelled in various policies, including the National Energy Compact, said Mr. Chikote. Mr. Chikote revealed that the updated Rural Electrification Master Plan reflects that this shift is moving from a target of 51% rural access to a clear commitment to achieving universal access by 2030. He, however, stated that achieving the universal access will require significant investment estimated at approximately US$1.5 billion over the period of 2025 to 2030. Mr. Chikote added that this milestone cannot be achieved by government alone, therefore the need for strengthened partnerships.
My desire is to see electrification being undertaken in a systematic and coordinated manner to maximize the impact, to avoid duplication and ensure sustainability. This is the coordination I was just talking about, to make sure that whatever we do is well planned, very systematic. As you are aware that our president believes in the methodical way of doing.
And Rear Chief Executive Officer Alex Mumba says this is not just another policy document, but a statement of intent. Mr. Mumba stated that this is a clear signal that the country is ready to move faster, think differently, and be more deliberate about how to deliver electricity in rural areas. Mr. Mumba added that the plan also deliberately integrates gender and social inclusion, ensuring that the benefits of electrification are shared more equitably in line with Gender Equality Strategy and Action Plan for Energy Sector. In African news, Anglophone separatists in Cameroon have announced a period of safe travel passage and halted fighting ahead of Pope Leo XIV's visit to the conflict-hit region this week. Leaders of several armed and secessionist groups said the three-day measure was in recognition of the profound spiritual importance of the papal visit, which starts on Wednesday, and the need to safeguard civilian life. In a statement from Unity Alliance,